I am. Good morning.
What's happening today?
Okay, well, let's start with a remake of Carrie, yes. Now starring Chloe Moritz as Carrie. You know, she was in Kick-Ass.
Of course, yes.
The lead. She's playing the old Sissy Spacek role, of course, and Julianne Moore is now the mom. Can I just start by saying that I feel like you cannot cast creepy, murdery Carrie
yes.
with a hot chick.
No.
It'd be like recasting Freddy Krueger with Channing Tatum.
Right.
Or
well,
Zac Efron. Like, it's just... Now Carrie just seems like a hot valley girl to me. Like, you guys, stop
yeah.
it. Or I'm going to kill you with my thoughts.
Right.
I did think it'd be funny if they just recast everyone else but kept John Travolta in the nice guy jock role.
There you go.
Never explained why he was so much older.
Right.
It'd be so great. I appreciate some of the shot-for-shot aspects of the new one. You know, they tried to stay faithful to the book, I hear. I haven't read the book.
Wow.
But I feel like it needed that Sissy Spacek eerie stare. I mean, it's just a whole different movie. It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh.
I'm going D+. Oh,
man.
D for don't.
Crazy.
Or D for De Palma, the original. How about
there
that?
You go. Absolutely. Yeah.
Also, opening is Escape Plan. Sorry to yell there. I don't know why I just screamed. Sorry, I got excited.
It called for it. Yes.
I guess. Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger as two guys trying to escape from prison for different reasons.
Right.
I won't go into it. At one point, they get into a fist fight, and it was basically, you know, like, oh, there's my old governor fighting with a guy who looks like Cher with a pixie cut. So he's had so much Botox, his eyebrows are like at the crown of his head.
Yes.
I especially like Arnold. You know this. I don't know how to explain my love for Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I love him.
Oh, yeah? Hey.
I love him in real life. Yeah. I've met him. He's funny. He's
yeah.
charming. I love the dude.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But this just did not do it for me.
Oh.
I gotta go, like, D+ again.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Now, yeah. I may not have mentioned to you, in limited release, I saw a movie called Kill Your Darlings. This is Daniel Radcliffe as the poet Allen Ginsberg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very biopic-y, like someone will say, who's that guy?
Right.
And then someone's like, no, that's just Jack Kerouac. He's a nobody. It's
yeah.
like, oh, come on. Quit it. I went to the premiere, and I have to say, watching Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter,
yes,
right? Watching him watch himself naked on
yes.
screen is like an all-new, weird L.A. moment.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
I didn't love the movie, though. It's getting better reviews than I'm giving it. I'm going to say C. Fifth Estate, I was not able to scream, but the buzz is pretty bad. And I will give you this teaser, since this was not a great, you know, movie weekend.
Right, right.
12 Years a Slave, I did see that, but
yes.
it does not open for a few weeks. But I will say that's an A- coming up.
No, okay.
So we have that to look forward to. If you've not seen Gravity or Captain Phillips, those should still be in theaters, and I highly recommend them both.
Sure, catch up a little bit.
Yeah, catch up. There's still some good stuff out there. If you do see Gravity, you got to see it in 3D.
There you go. Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't mean to, like, you don't have to do anything,
but
really.
But sometimes that comes in handy, having, you know, that effect.
And you know for me to say that, because, you know, I'm not a huge fan of 3D movies.
I know. I mean, geez, we went
yeah.
back to Avatar days
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about
right.
that.
I think this looks even better than Avatar, for me.
Well, obviously real, and, I mean, astronauts have even talked about it, you
yeah.
know. Yeah, so about...
Well, some didn't like it, like Neil deGrasse Tyson,
right.
the big one. Like, he tweeted all about, you know, all the things that weren't correct, but,
sure,
you know.
Sure,
you kind of go to that one to escape a little bit.
Yeah, true, yeah.
So I'll leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm at CecilyNobler.com. I'm Cecily Knobler.